From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Thousands of protesters, including anti-capitalists, peace activists, and black-clad anarchists, converged Saturday on a German resort ahead of the two-day summit of the Group of Seven Industrialized Democracies. Trade is supposed to be the main agenda item on the agenda at the summit, but the biggest issue is likely to be Ukraine. It's also likely President Obama's approach to Russia and the fact that it has not changed Russian President Vladimir Putin's actions regarding Ukraine could be on the table as well. White House spokesperson Josh Earnest.
The economic pressure that's been applied to Russia has not yet resulted in President Putin changing his strategic calculus inside of Ukraine. We continue to see the Russian military violate the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine. We continue to see the movement of materiel and personnel across the Ukrainian border in support of Russian-backed separatists in Ukraine.
President Obama believes the solution to the Ukraine crisis lies in diplomacy and not military involvement. Moscow has denied sending troops into eastern Ukraine. The hack of millions of U.S. government personnel files and allegations that the attack may have originated in China will put cybersecurity at the top of the upcoming U.S.-China summit later this month. The breach of computer systems of the Office of Personnel Management was disclosed Thursday by the Obama administration, which said records up to 4 million current and former federal employees may have been compromised. The White House has not gone so far as to pin the hacking on a China-based group. This is VOA News. Turkish voters go to the polls today in a key parliamentary election which will determine if President Recep Tayyip Erdogan gets to expand his powers. And as Dorian Jones reports now from Istanbul, Erdogan is hoping the ruling AK Party he founded will win the vote, and that the Kurdish People's Democratic Party, the HDP, could thwart a plan to give the president those new powers.
Despite opinion polls indicating a sizable number of AK Party supporters, there are still other factors which could prevent the party from securing a majority. The AK Party's Achilles heel is the upstart People's Democracy Party, or HDP, which is aiming to enter parliament for the first time and prevent Mr. Erdogan's lawmakers from winning a majority and continuing to govern alone. The pro-nationalist MHP is also posing a threat to the AK Party voters, with a platform of opposing an ongoing peace process with the Kurds, anti-corruption, and the economy. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
United Nations says peace talks between Yemeni rebels and the internationally recognized government in exile will take place on June 14th in Geneva. A UN spokesman announced the date Saturday, saying Secretary General Ban Ki-moon welcomed the agreement by President Abed Rabo Mansour Hadi and the Shiite Houthi rebels who control the capital Sana'a. Earlier on Saturday, Saudi officials said their forces had intercepted a Scud missile fired into the kingdom's southwestern region from Yemen territory. Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir has formed a new government with changes to the defense, foreign affairs, and oil portfolios. Mr. Bashir, who is wanted by the International Criminal Court on war crimes charges, was sworn in for a new five-year term last week. At his inauguration, the 71-year-old promised to fight corruption, improve the economy, and bring relations with the West back to what he called their natural state. Before traveling to Germany Saturday for the G7 summit, President Obama delivered the eulogy for Vice President Joe Biden's son, Beau, who died earlier this month. The president struggled to fight back tears as he spoke of Beau Biden as an original who lived his life for others.
Example he set made you want to be a better dad, or a better son, or a better brother or sister, better at your job, a better soldier. He made you want to be a better person.
Beau Biden, a former Delaware State Attorney General, died of brain cancer 1 week ago at the age of 46. American tennis super player Serena Williams has won her 20th Grand Slam title with a victory over Czech Lucy Safarova in Saturday's finals at the French Open in Paris. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.